May the words that I speak and the words that you hear be God's alone. Amen. Please be seated. So before you start pinching yourself to see if you're awake or if this is just a case of deja vu, it is. Last week we heard John's account of Jesus appearing before the disciples, and this week we hear Luke's. So it's not that they've forgotten that Jesus has come back, which it kind of sounds like this morning. It's that we are once again, for the first time, in the eyes of the disciples, witnessing the risen Christ. And so they were frightened. They were startled. And then Jesus said to them, "Do you have anything to eat?" Really? That's what we want to get started with? Okay, Jesus, here's some broiled fish. And he broke it apart and he ate it. And it became like so many other days before. They sat down with him and talked about Scripture, and he opened their minds to it. And we hear that phrase a lot in Luke, a lot before Jesus has died. And so this day, this extraordinary day, is a day like so many other days. And that's what makes it magical. That's what makes it so incredible, that this day, this amazing day when Jesus has come back, it is with the comfort of feeling like so many other days. Some of you know I used to work in hospitals before I was a priest. And one of the things that we would talk about was a concept known as the last good day. That was with some of our patients who were terminally ill. And you never knew it was the last good day until it was over. That was the key with it. You would be going through life and it would be any other day, a day where you're sitting with your family, maybe watching television programs. Maybe you went to the park and it was especially sunny. Maybe it was raining cats and dogs, and so you stayed inside all day, and you didn't know at that moment it was the last good day. But then when you look back on it, when you remember that person, that day holds extraordinary significance. Its ordinariness is what makes it extraordinary. Its ordinariness is where we find the memories, the things that we cling to. Because wouldn't we all just like a few more of those ordinary days with the people that we love? And so for the disciples, to get to look on the risen Christ, to see his hands and his feet, and then have him say, "Do you have anything to eat?" Hallelujah! We get another good day. And maybe now they're understanding those scriptures. It does say that Jesus opened their minds to the scriptures so they would understand them. So now maybe they understand a little bit better, because Jesus kept telling them over and over again what was going to happen. But the disciples didn't get it. They kept being surprised. And so maybe this time they get it. And we have these 50 days of Easter before Jesus is raised again to the Father. We don't know how many more of these good days we have. And there's still the scary stuff outside. We still have the authorities outside. We can't forget the events that transpired during Holy Week. Jesus still died. He was put to death by the authorities. There is still danger for these disciples. But for right now, they can sit at his feet and talk about the scriptures as though it's any other day. We've been hearing a lot about those types of good days in the last couple of weeks in our news, as we hear about the trial for Zohar Tsarnaev. We've had survivor after survivor after survivor taking the stand to talk about what life was like before the bomb went off and after. They talked about what had been taken from them, but also what maybe they had gained. And there's one woman in particular who really stood out to me. Her name was Rebecca DeMarco. And if you don't know her story, give me just a moment to tell you a little bit of it. Rebecca's a young woman who had one of her legs badly mangled in the bombs. And for the past 2 years, they spent tireless effort and numerous surgeries trying to repair that leg to give her back what she had lost. But just a few months ago, she went to her surgeon and she said, "Enough. It's time to take it off. No more surgeries, because what was taken from me is done and over. And I'm ready to take my life back. I'm ready to make this a good day." And do you know what she did the day before her surgery? She had a going away party for her leg. She went and she got a pedicure. She wrote messages to her leg on her leg. Things like, "It's not you, it's me." She had her friends over, and she chose, in the midst of that pain and that grief and that sadness, to make it a good day. To make it an ordinary, extraordinary day. The authorities were waiting outside, and they sat and they listened at Jesus' feet. We talk a lot about how the ordinary is made extraordinary in our church. We watch it every single week as the bread and the wine comes forward from the back of the church to be made holy. We will see it in just a moment when we baptize Samuel and Lucas. This ordinary day is about to be forever changed. A light is about to shine forth in magical ways. The ordinary, as you can hear from our children's chapel bells, is about to be made extraordinary. But what we don't always hear is that we don't need to wait for days like these. We don't need to wait for a perfect day or a sunny day, which we are blessed with today. We don't need to wait for it to be a day of baptism. We don't need to wait for it to be the day before a huge surgery and we want to mark that day. Today can be that day. Any day can be that day if we choose to make it so, because Jesus died and rose again and gave us this life that we have and made us witnesses. So maybe that day is just a moment. I mean, we can't control everything. But we can choose to see, for even a moment, every day, the extraordinary wonder of God. Maybe it's at the grocery store and you choose to smile at the clerk who's really sullen and ask her how she's doing. Maybe you don't know that every other customer that day has yelled at her and blamed her for things out of her control, and she's decided that this is just going to be a bad day. But your smile, your caring words, give her that moment. All of a sudden, you chose not only to make it a good day for you, you made it a good day for that other person. It's an ordinary day, but it's extraordinary because we choose to make it so. Jesus came and died and rose again. And he came and sat with his disciples. And instead of doing extraordinary things, they sat, they read the scriptures, they shared a meal, and enjoyed one another's company. If that isn't a lesson for how we can expand our own lives and find a good day, then I don't know what is. And so on this day, when we have such huge examples of that goodness, of that extraordinary nature of God, with our baptisms this morning, with the Eucharist this morning, I hope that those big things can maybe help you look at the smaller things in the coming week, in the coming months, and to remember that if you only have one moment, make it a good one. Amen.
Amen.